Gittin Perk Test Mishnah Base. Hare at muteres l'chol odom. Fellow gives a get l'ishtoi. And he says, Hare at muteres l'chol odom elo, means sechutz, which is the theme of what we had in Mishnah Aleph. He's being mad to her except for her father. Or lavicha, I'm sorry, laba means my father, your former father-in-law, lavicha, your father. Or he says, la'ochiu lachicha, la'eved ulenachri, or you're not going to be muteres to an eved or to a goy. There's one theme over here, l'chom yishen Allah olav kedushin. Not just as an averu, none of the above-mentioned people have tvisis kedushin. Abba vavicha chiyuve skila, ochi vachicha chiyuve chorus, even enochri kedushin loy tafsi b'hem. So melekoshin, he's not being mishayir in anybody marriageable of a chalois kedushin. So he's not being mishayir in the chalois harei amutez l'chol adam. However, if he says harei amutez l'chol adam, elo he's mishayir that she won't be muteres to who? An almono, she's an almono l'koyin godl. A little bit strange because he's being megarisher. She's more than an almona l'kohen gadol. She's a grusha l'kohen gadol. The second case encompasses everything. Grusha v'chalutza l'kohen hedyet. A grusha is asura to a kohen hedyet, and of course a kohen gadol. L'chalutza is b'daimet tegarishin. Chazal established that a chalutza all over shas. We find the lashon grusha v'chalutza. Chalutza where she has chalitza. It's like her husband was megarisher. Not a real gerushin, but their eyes say she's not have a din of a grusha. She's allowed to marry a kohen hedyet. But a real bona fide chalutza, harei was an almona because she was married to somebody. So she definitely asura on a deraisa level almona l'kohen gadol. Vinishvi, the way he says it, is he says either an almona l'kohen gadol, even though she's also a grusha, or he says grusha v'chalutza l'kohen hedyet. Mamzeres unesina li Yisrael, he says that she's not muteres to, let's say she's a mamzeres to a kosher yid, or she's a mamzeres, she's not muteres to a mamzer. Bas Yisrael, the mamzer, the nosen. Either way, ulechol misha yesh Allah alav kedushin. The klal over here is, any marriage which would be chalois kedushin would violate the definition of sefer krisus. Afilu baveri, even though it's an averi, she's not allowed to get married to any of these people. But since kedushin would be toifis, because we paskin that itvis kedushin is only on the level of chayvei krisus, we learned in Yevomis, the halacha is posel. That is considered that the get is no longer sefer krisus. Mishnah Gimel. This mishnah has in it the in existential element of Gans Mesachas Gittin. What's a get? Gufay shall get hareat muteres l'chol adam. This is the most important line to get. That's what the get is doing. Let's delve into that for a second. What this Mishnah, this line in the Mishnah is saying is that the existential ksivas haget is the fact that he's giving her back to herself. The definition of kedushin is hareat mekudeshes li b'tabazu. Mekudeshesli means, okay, you know, we use the word consecrated. That's the way it's taiched. But mekudeshes means miyuchedes. The Gemara says in the beginning of Kiddushin. You're asura l'chol ha'olam. The definition of a marriage is that she's miyuched to her husband. She's mekudeshes to him, which means she's asura l'chol ha'olam. The definition of being makne her back. Again, is a shtar hakno. The same way being makne kiviyochel. A field. Reuven wants to be makne a field to Shimon. So he writes with a shtar kinyan. He writes in it, Hare sodazui delineates the field. Nisuno l'cho b'matona. It's a shtar that attests biyad hamakabel that the field was given over to him. That's what a get is. A get is a shtar mikne. It's a hakno on herself. So the gufe shaget is Hare amutez l'chol adam. We've had earlier that, of course, there's two parts of that. There's the kinyan momen shaboy kiviyochel. The same way, kedushin, she's niknes loy, that she's b'shusoy. That's a monetary definition. So by get also, she's no longer b'shusoy. But primarily, the nuscha harei amuteres l'chol adam is a loshen of iser. Where that has its ramifications is a shtar shichur, which is learnt out of a get, which also the existential loshen of the shichur is harei at mishuchreres. Now, it's not l'chol adam. There's no definition by a shtar shichur of l'chol adam. But the definition of a shichur is that you are now in your rishus. It's a loshen of hakno. but it also means that he no longer has the title of an Eved Lagabi Issa V'Heter, i.e. he's a regular Yisrael. The Mishnah goes weiter. Yehuda Oimed Dein Lahave L'chim Minoy Sefer Tiruchin. This shall be from me a document of divorce, a letter, Igeres means a letter, Shivukin. Shivukin means to be shovak, means to leave something. Aziva, the Mefarshim Taichit. Veget, and a document of Peturin. Peturin means to send something away. The Pater means to send something away. A person has a Ptur, means he's sent away from that Chiyuv. These are three Lashonis. L'chayre, they all mean the same thing, but this is the added Lashon Get. L'mahach lihisnasva, to go and to get married. L'chol gvar disitz bion, to anybody who you want. So this is basically a Lashon in, it's a Kefa Lashon, Shippur Lashon, together with another explanation in Aramis. And this is the way Gitna written, Ad Etzem Hayom Hazeh. We don't play with the Lashon Get. Obviously this Lashon is not Ma'akiv, but it's an added Lashon and explanation in different ways of what we said before. However, the Mishnah does say Rebbe Yehuda Oimer, which means Rebbe Yehuda is arguing on something. Well, what's the Machlekes exactly? So the Gemara explains that the Machlekes over here is that in the Chachomim's Lashon, the only part that's Ma'akiv is Ariyat Mutelis L'chol Adam. The Mishnah doesn't say that Gufa Shaget, of course, is the name Ho'ish with the name Ho'isha. That's true. But when it says Ariyat Mutelis L'chol Adam, it doesn't say Mutelis L'chol Adam Al Yidei Get Zeh. It could be a shtar raya that some type of process of gerushin, pturin, shvikin was done with something else. And that's, of course, not true. The Tanakhama holds it, but it doesn't have to say it in the Lashon HaShtar. Ariya Mutez L'chol Adam is enough. The Hakno of that shtar, which says that she is in a state of Mutez L'chol Adam, is enough. Rebbe says no, even though it's Muchach from the fact that the shtar is in her hand, and it's Mestaber that this shtar is the shtar, the Sefer Tiruchin Igei Shivukin V'Get Peturin. Rebbe Yehuda says it has to be delineated in the Nusach HaShtar itself. And that's why there has to be a Nusach that this get is not just a Raya Virin, but it's actually the Shtar Mikne itself. The Farshim brings the Tais Yomtiv based on the Gemara, brings the Nusach of the Gemara that the Tanakhama holds, that Yodayim She'ein Moichichos, which is a Lashon that we had in Nedarim, where a person uses a Lashon of a Neder. The Lashon of the Neder itself is not literally the point that he's trying to make, but it's Moichiach Mitoicha Lashon, that that's his intent. Is that considered Oizgeret? Is it considered spoken out, or in this case, written out, or not? The Chum hold it is, the Yudah holds not. There's a few extra points to add over here. Let's just read the next line of the Mishnah, because it's something that we spoke out. Gufa shall get Shechur. By the same vein, Shtar Shechur also has the same process. What's the Etzem Nusach? Not Mutez L'chol Adam, because that's not relevant. But Hare At Bas Chorin, Hare At La'atzmech. It's either one. Hare At Bas Chorin means you're free. You're not in my jurisdiction anymore. Hare At La'atzmech also means you now belong to yourself. You don't belong to me anymore. Either one, it's really the same thing that the Rabbonim before said. According to Yehuda, you're going to have to add again. The same thing has to be Meichich Mitoichoi. V'dein Lahavi L'chim Minoi Sefer Shechruruv, etc. The reason why the Mishnah uses the Lashon Arei Ad Bas Chorin Al Derech HaPshat is because we're talking about a man giving a document to a woman. So we say over here, Ki'ilu, the Odin is a man, and the Mishuchreres is a woman. If it would be talking about an Evid, a male Evid, so you'd have to write it out. Hare Ato Ben Chorin. Same thing. The Tosafta brings that there are Girsois Azoy and Girsois Azoy. One other point that should be spoken out over here is that the Lashon is a Lashon of Noichach. The Lashon of the get is that the point that's being expressed is Ani Ploini Megarish Ploinis Ishti with this get. With this get is, of course, the Hisafa Rebbe Yehuda. Not that the Edim are signing that she was divorced from the husband. Same point is that it has to be a Lashon that the Shtar is doing that job. When you write out Ani Ploini Megarish's Ploinis, it kivyochel in the Shtar itself, according to the Rabbanon, according to Rebbe Yehuda with the Hisafa of Eden Lahavi L'chiminoi V'chule. That's one point. Another point that's interesting over here is the Mishnah is speaking out of Lashon Aramis, V'dein Lahavi L'chiminoi, where the first part of the Lashon, Ariyam Tez Chol Adam, is clearly Lashon HaKadosh. Could you write again two Lashonis? It sounds from the Mishnah like yes. The Rambam Pirush Mishnah makes this point. Lemaisa, the Rambam does say that a get cannot be written in two Lashonos. The Mefarshim explained that Loshna Kodesh and Aramis could be considered a natural flow. It's considered one Loshon. So this is taka the way we write a get. Some of it is in Loshna Kodesh. Most of it, the lion's share, the Vidin Lahav Lechimino, etc., is in Aramis. That's the way we write a get. Mostly in Aramis, because we have the Nusach of the Kadmonim. We don't want, over the last 2,000 years, who understands the Nusach of Aramis. But Lamaisa, we don't change. That's interesting. Is that when you talk about Shar L'Shoinois, so we had a Mishnah in Soita that talked about which mitzvahs have to be said in Lashon HaKodesh and not, and there was a point that we made over there, let's say Kriyishma, it could be Yoytze when you say B'chol Lashon. But we spoke out the principle that the Chofetz Chaim made famous in the Bir Halacha, in Hilchos Kriyishma, that for a person to daven in French and he doesn't speak French, is not Yoytze. If a person says Kriyishma in French and he doesn't know what he's talking about, is not Yoytze. Loshna Kodesh, a person could read, and the Loshon is a Heftza of a Loshon. It's called Arois Gezocht, even if a person doesn't know Loshna Kodesh. But French is a Loshon for somebody who speaks it. It's not a Loshon for somebody who speaks English. And English is not a Loshon for somebody who speaks Japanese. Over here, what happens if somebody writes Aramis? So the standard Nusach of Aramis is considered a Loshon. It's Loshon Chazal. So since it's Lashon Chazal, and it's also the fact that Aramis is Krov Lashon HaKodesh, it has that existential quality that's called a Lashon, even if the person was writing it doesn't know. All he knows is they're writing him a get, he's divorcing his wife, finished. He doesn't know what the words mean. He's a simple Jew, he doesn't know what it means. We explain him the Teichen Advarim, but he doesn't know what the words mean. So why for him is it a document expressing his intent that he's divorcing his wife? The Teretz is because Aramis is different than Japanese. And the Nusach of it is also Nusach Chazal, so Miller has a din of being a Loshon, even though he doesn't know what it means.